This is Shobha Narayan. Welcome to my podcast. It's taken me 10 days to get up the nerve to do this podcast. When you're a writer, words form in your head and you spit it out onto the computer page. And if you don't like what you see, you erase it. You hit black space and then it's over and done with. With the podcast, it's completely different and somewhat unnerving because you're talking out loud to yourself and there is no feedback. It's live, it's real time. I'm sitting in my computer room talking to a screen, essentially. There's no one around and I'm talking to myself. So in that sense, it's a different format and it's a new one. So it's been exciting and nerve-wracking. So for the last 10 days, I've been preparing for this moment. And I've been trying to figure out how to do this podcast because the sensible way to do it would be to write it out and then just read it with intonation. But that's not how I want to do it, because I know that if I get into that mode, it would be one more writing exercise. And then and the reason I'm going to do podcasts is because I want to get away from the whole writing aspect of it and make it much more spontaneous. The other way that I've been toying with is kind of memorizing it in my head and then talking out loud. So what I have in front of me is this little bit of paper in which I've made bulleted points that I will bring up. So I have new medium, and I'm going to explain that. So I have little phrases like that that are going to help me jog my memory as I talk, so that it's not completely out of control. And the one thing that's helped me with this podcast is the fact that I will be uploading it on my blog, and the assumption that very few people read the blog. So in that sense, this is very similar to the excitement I had when I started writing my column for Mint 4 years ago, because Mint was a new paper and we had to build up a readership. When I wrote the column, it was exciting and nerve-wracking, and the only way I could get through it was to assume that nobody would read my column anyway, so I might as well be free and write it the way I wanted it. Which is what I ended up doing. Column writing and podcasting in that sense is a contradictory quest, because on the one hand, different writers and different podcasters use different tools to get them going. Some people write for a particular person. They have they have their mother or their husband or spouse or boyfriend in mind, and they write for that person. So that's one tool. Some people write for they have a particular audience in mind. And some people write to pretend as if nobody reads a column, and I use that third method. Yet on the other hand, you want people to read your column, and I want people to listen to this podcast and forward it to their friends and say, hey, this is this neat little podcast and listen to it, So you want that. You want it to be meaningful and insightful and interesting enough for people to enjoy and pass on to their friends. But for right now, It's useful that I'm only doing this for my blog, because it allows me to practice in a semi-vacuum. So what I've done is, in my blog, I've turned off all notifications so that I don't know if anybody subscribes to the blog. I don't look at comments very often. So I kind of, trick myself into believing that nobody reads the blog, which in fact currently very few people do. And that's how I've gotten up the nerve to do the podcast. Because essentially, this for me is an experiment, but it's in real time because it will be on my blog, and therefore, if I fall on my face and I stutter and I make mistakes, everybody can hear it. So there was this great comment by the scriptwriter and a Hollywood director, Billy Wilder, in the book in the Paris Review interviews that I'm reading now, and he said that the difference between a playwright and a screenwriter is that a playwright, you write a play, and if it's really bad, you know, it opens in Detroit or somewhere and then moves to Purdue and then to Boston and then San Francisco and then ends up in New York. So by the time, if it's really bad if the play stinks, you can bury it. Whereas in Hollywood, in a movie, you know, it opens nationwide, and if it's really bad, you fall on your face in full view of your entire audience. You know, there's nowhere you can go to quietly lick your wounds. So it's a very public humiliation. So that's what Billy Wilder said about the difference between plays and movies. So in a sense, for podcasters, when they begin a podcast, in that sense, it's more like a play, because you have to build up I don't know if it's called viewership or readership, because it's a listenership. So I think podcasters have the luxury of building it up slowly and making mistakes and learning from their mistakes. So it's a soft landing in a way. Now, how I'm thinking about many things as I do this podcast. For instance, I need a signature introduction. This is the BBC World Service. I need a certain voice. I need a certain. I need to figure out if it's going to be very authoritarian voice, like a newscaster, or whether it's going to be like a comedian, and you know, like that guy, Mike Cosimini. So have a signature tone to yourself. What tone do I adopt to do the podcast? And then I need a signature jingle, which I haven't come up with yet. So each time I'm trying out different things, and then I need to figure out the format of the podcast, which is, I think in my mind, there are three ways of doing it. One is to have an interview each time with a different person. That to me is the easiest way. And the other thing is to do what the Freakonomics guys are doing, which is an assembled podcast, which is very professionally done, and you mix things up. I mean, you have snippets. It's like a radio broadcast, really. I'd like to do that. And the third thing is what some people are doing, which is very free-form storytelling, like I'm doing now. So I have to figure out if my podcast will have all three of these formats or mix it up. So that's one thing I need to figure out. And the last thing I need to figure out is content. What do I say in each episode? So the IndieCast podcast network, one of the co-founders, Aditya Mathre, asked me in an email when he was helping me upload my podcast. He said, what is it about? And I still haven't replied to him because I don't know yet what my podcast is about. But now that I've got the first thing out of the way, I hope to upload a new podcast every few days as the urge strikes and practice. Once again, I'm determined not to to write it, but just speak it, so that what you are hearing is the first cut. It's not the edited version. So thank you for listening to me. So what was this episode about? Thank you for listening to me discuss how I got started doing a podcast. And then I need a jingle, which I don't have yet. Goodbye.